Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Extinguished, and it happened on a Friday. This weekend has lasted 7,004 days. Boy, going to be a real downer having to go to work. In your future, the most ancient threats return to life. Is that proper syntax? The most ancient threats return to life. It doesn't make a shred of sense now, but listen on, listener, and your listening will be rewarded.
These goddamn helicarriers are so cramped. God, why don't they make these things a little more roomy?
Sir, we're coming to the island now.
I can see it as well as you can.
Sorry.
No need to apologize. I'm feeling angsty.
Angsty, sir?
Is that a word?
It sounds like one.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm feeling. I've got a bad gut feeling about this whole goddamn thing.
Have you had your coffee?
Of course I've had my coffee. My coffee is ready for me when I wake up. All right, by the side of my bed, I got the decanter, I got the bodum, right? And I got the thing that boils the water, and I pour it on the coffee grounds, and I slowly depress it every single morning.
Right beside your bed, sir?
Right beside my goddamn bed.
Seems dangerous to have boiling water next to your bed, sir.
Look, you're not my mother, all
right? You're right, sir, I'm not.
You're not my mother, you're not my father, although you're my freaking right-hand man. I don't know what I'd do without you.
We're landing, sir.
All right, enough wool gathering. Spin down! Deploy the landing pods!
What?
Let's land this thing.
All right, helicarrier landing.
Goddamn, look at the face on this guy.
Welcome, General Hardass. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Mastodon Island. And this must be your right-hand man.
Yeah.
Lefty.
Lefty.
How's it going?
Good to see both of you, and welcome to the two of you. Future investors.
Yeah.
Future Visitors? Well, present visitors.
Well, the military may invest in your project, Professor Brambleberry, but it's really up to the general to decide.
Yeah, that's if I can see that this thing has applications for the industrial military complex, and only if.
Oh, I can promise you it will benefit mankind in every possible way. The military, the tourism industry, the service industry. These mastodons do anything. Yes, yes. This is Mastodon Island. I created a horde of giant woolly elephants from just a tiny piece of resin I found under a chair.
Under a chair?
An ancient chair, sir?
Like a prehistoric Neanderthal chair?
Yes, yes. The earliest known chair was found on top of a giant mastodon.
Oh my
God.
Encased
in resin.
Wow.
I took that massive hunk of resin, extracted the mastodon from it, cloned it again, cloned that copy.
Whoa. Huh?
That copy was cloned.
Uh-huh.
That copy was put in a cloning device and cloned. Oh. The product from that cloning was taken out of the cloning device and immediately placed back in the cloning device.
Whoa.
Where, following that, I found the controller panel on the cloning device, found the button that says clone, pressed it, and then a cloning process began.
Began?
Whereby the mastodon in there was cloned.
I get it. I think I get it.
Yes.
Do I get it, Lefty?
I don't get it, sir.
Long story short, this island is full of mastodons that can be your army. It can be your servants.
Mastodon servants.
It can be your entertainment.
What?
Yes! Mastodon Island will perform and provide every service imaginable. It will be a tourist attraction. Children will love it.
All right, Brambleberry, hold on a second. Hold on a goddamn second. I've heard a lot of talk about mastodons. A lot of talk about mastodons. But I haven't seen a single goddamn one.
Yes.
You said this island's full of mastodons. I haven't seen any.
Yeah, where are they all? We didn't see any from the air.
Oh, yes. Well, we like to keep it a natural habitat for these mastodons. And so they do get nervous, very shy, and they spend most of the time behind the trees.
Well, I want to see
Wait a second. You said they were gigantic mastodons. They're hiding behind trees.
Well, those are gigantic trees.
They are.
Don't let the perspective fool you. Those trees are enormous. And I cloned those trees.
General, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Give us a second, Brambleberry.
I'll be over here with my cloning device.
At a conference here. Yeah.
Have you taken a look at that cloning device he has over there? It's a Xerox machine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a simple office copier.
He's so disheveled. How can we possibly trust anything he has to say? Look at him. He's clearly insane.
Yeah, he hasn't shaved in God knows how long.
There's four trees on this whole island.
I don't see a single mastodon.
Where could they possibly be? He's clearly lost his mind.
Gentlemen, look at these amazing wine bottles I found out of this recycling bin. I'm going to make a fortune.
Brambleberry, we're going to take everything you said under advisement. Get back in the helicarrier and get the hell out of here. We'll let you know, all right? We'll let you know.
Yeah, of course.
Lefty,
of course.
Spin it up.
Oh, yeah, okay, we're leaving.
Oh, careful, you... Oh, is there a problem with your...
It doesn't seem to be working.
It won't spin up.
Oh, good Lord, let me take a look. Oh, your fuel line has been accidentally cut.
What?
What?
How?
I don't know. It must have actually gotten cut on a knife somewhere. Some knife that was in someone's hand.
You're holding a knife, Brambleberry.
Good Lord, there's fuel all over it.
And there's fuel all over your pants. That's
you
fuel.
You cut our fuel line.
Oh, God, I hope that's fuel all over my pants. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
You pissed yourself.
Yes.
Brambleberry.
You've lost your mind, Brambleberry.
Have I? Or did my mind just lose the rest of you?
That sounds like a riddle.
He's got a point. Yes. I don't know anymore.
I don't know what's happening. Professor Brambleberry, what do you want from us?
I want your interest.
We've got that.
I want your attention.
You've got that.
And I want your investment for Mastodon Island.
You've stranded us here. We can't go get any money.
No, I my card doesn't work here.
My cell phone doesn't even work here.
No, I can't get access to my you know, considerable fortune from here.
Well, I could take you back in my submarine, but the line, the fuel line, got cut on a knife that someone was holding in their hand.
You cut your own fuel line?
God, pissed myself in the process. Wait! Wait! No one move!
We're not moving!
No one's moving!
No one is moving!
Look at that puddle! Look at that puddle of piss over there!
Oh! See the ripples?
Oh my god! Something's coming! Hear that? That far-off cry that sounds like a baboon strangling itself?
What? Brambleberry, what have you created on this island?
Gentlemen, hang on to your butts.
Too late. Done.
This is Mastodon Island.
This island is a mastodon?
We're on the back of a giant mastodon? That explains those tusks!
They're not trees at all!
There are four tusks! We're going on an adventure, gentlemen.
Who's driving this mastodon?
Mastodons don't get driven. They're mastodons. And every time I cloned a mastodon, it got a little bigger. And a little bigger because I set it on enlarge.
He used the Xerox machine combined with mastodon DNA.
Oh my god. So this mastodon is full of other mastodons that are slightly smaller.
Yes, it's like a turducken.
A turducken?
A termasterducken?
Yes!
Termasterducken.
You did your homework.
I did pretty well in school.
Well, you know what, Professor? We brought a couple of things on our helicarrier. A couple of weapons. We're gonna take this mastodon down.
My work?
Your work. Your abomination!
General Hardass, you don't understand the implications of this mastodon. This could be your weapon. This could be your servant. This could be your muse, if you're into poetry.
I am into poetry. I do like a good poetry.
I want to hear one of your poems.
All right.
Everybody sit down on the mastodon.
All right, just one, though. All right, here we go. Riding in my helicarrier. The sky, blood red, sunset. Lefty! Lefty!
Yes, sir?
That was part of the poem.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lefty's always there. Sunset, helicarrier. It's kind of like a, you know, it's more words.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's free verse, right?
Is it still going?
And that's the end. All that was still.
All of that?
Yeah, including your commentary.
Wow.
And your commentary. I call it meta poetry.
That's amazing.
I've written a paper.
Amazing.
But I've got this laser cannon.
Think about what you're doing, General. You could fire this laser cannon at the mastodon, or you could simply attach it to the mastodon's head. And take over the country of your choice!
He's got a point. He's got a point.
Sir, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Yeah, Brambleberry, give us a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna go look for some wine bottles.
Lefty, what do you think?
Well, he's clearly insane.
Yeah, he's clearly insane, but he does have a point.
This giant mastodon is just rumbling through the ocean towards North America.
Yeah, with us on his back, this doesn't look good. Once NATO gets a look at this,
they're gonna see you as the officer in charge of a giant mastodon with a laser on it charging North America.
Yeah, with a mad scientist and about $8 in wine bottles. They're gonna take a preemptive strike, aren't they?
They're gonna take us down, sir.
Yeah. They're gonna use that orbiting platform to vaporize us, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I say, what the hell? Let's go out in a blaze of glory, Lefty.
Sir?
Let's do this thing. Let's take over frickin' North America. Let's try, anyway. Brambleberry. Can this mastodon submerge?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Mastodon! Submerge! Down, mastodon! Down!
Hold on a sec. Stop the mastodon for a second.
Where are we gonna go?
We're on the surface here.
We're on this, like, just standing on top of this mastodon.
Yeah, yeah. When I asked you if it could submerge, I didn't actually mean for you to give it the command to submerge.
We don't want to drown on the back of this mastodon.
Yeah.
Mastodon, float, hold. Holding pattern, mastodon. Holding pattern. Yes, mastodon, yes.
Now, do you have a watertight area with oxygen to breathe that we could be in when this mastodon submerges?
Yes, I do. It's not very pleasant in there.
Hey, we live and breathe not very pleasant.
All right, then. Back this way, please.
Oh, God, I think I get this.
And just climb down the tail.
I thought this was a cave.
Oh, else.
No, no, right in here, please.
Sir, I now rethink this whole idea.
Hey, it's either this or we drown.
It was fine. Just in the water, why don't we just blow the Mastodon's brains out and exist on the island?
We are gonna take down North America,
yes,
Lefty.
Sir, I have to obey.
And if they see us coming, they see these tusks coming up over the horizon, they're gonna take that preemptive strike from their orbiting platform and vaporize us. We need to go stealth.
Quick, here's our opening. Quick, it won't stay open forever. Jump in while you can.
No.
It's quite a long walk to the command center.
Command center?
Yes. We'll be taking a trip to the Mastodon's brain.
Why did we go in through the ear?
Oh my gosh. Why didn't we go in through the ear?
Oh, Brambleberry, you're clearly insane. Look at this trail of wine bottles.
I keep the Mastodon fairly drunk, so it's susceptible to suggestions.
This is all kinds of unethical, Brambleberry.
No one said I was a saint.
They never said you were a saint. They never said you were a saint.
All right.
All right, so I guess we're walking through the lower intestine of this thing.
Yeah. It's a windy trip.
Oh, man.
I've got some segways if you'd like to just...
That would be nice.
Yeah, just drop on here. Everybody on the segway, and...
Well, okay.
Okay. So this is the intestine.
Oh, I like this.
Just have to find our way up through the stomach. The Mastodon has four stomachs.
Oh, it's a ruminant, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Just on our way up.
So it's just a plane.
So many wines.
Oh, yeah. He's quite drunk.
Wow.
And up into the esophagus.
Oh, that was fast.
It is a fast trip, yes. Yeah.
This must be the trunk.
Oh, yes, this is the trunk.
How did we miss? We missed the brain.
The brain is in the trunk.
What?
Good God.
Made some modifications.
He took the brain, put it in the trunk, and there's a command center. And there's an ancient chair. That must be the driver's seat.
Yes, exactly.
This is the chair that you found the piece of DNA under.
Millennia ago, some lonely caveman must have had the same idea as I, to put a chair or ancient command center on top of a mastodon and ride it to the next tribe to conquer.
Of course, to conquer. We are now those ancient tribe men.
Think of it, the earliest form of invasive combat, resurrected as the ultimate military strategy.
Mastodon warfare.
So do we submerge now?
Yeah, can we go under now?
Yes, we can. Yes.
All right, so we're in this airtight thing, all right.
Now.
Take us down.
Mastodon should hear us quite clearly.
Mastodon!
We are but thoughts to him now. Coming from inside his head.
Submerge, Mastodon!
Yes.
Oh, it's using its trunk like a sword.
Exactly. Welcome to beneath the sea.
Look at this, we can see up through its eyeballs.
Yes.
Incredible. The reefs, life down here. Life. You know, Lefty, I'm just seeing all this, the wonder that the world has to offer us. I don't feel right about conquering North America anymore.
Finally.
Can you give some more to Brambleberry?
Sure, yes. There's no end of wine bottles down here in the brain center.
He's totally drunk, sir.
Yeah, he's totally inebriated. We need to take control of this Mastodon, Lefty. Blow it up. Never let the world see this.
It has the laser mounted on it already, sir. I don't know how we can take it down from the inside. Unless... I have an idea, sir.
Well, either this Mastodon's got a fuel line or I just pissed myself again.
Yeah, well, based on your pants, I'd say you pissed yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wander down to the brain to check it out down there.
Yeah. He's just doing a little recon. Lefty's just doing the recon. That's what he does.
All right, enjoy the olfactory nerves. You'll smell what it smells.
Great.
Let me know if you need anything, Lefty.
No, I'm pretty good. Just
I'll keep Brambleberry busy.
Yeah, just taking this knife for a walk.
So, what would you do with North America once you conquer it?
Oh, I would, I'd burn it.
Yeah.
Burn it. Turn it all into arable land by burning all... do you feel that? This Mastodon is bucking. It's convulsing.
My baby is upset. Mastodon, let me plug into his brainwaves.
Pain! Loneliness! Fear! Trump! Severed! Brain!
Sir.
Yeah.
I severed the trunk. I've stabbed the brain several times. The water's rushing in. This Mastodon is going down.
You monster! You've doomed us all! And you've destroyed the most beautiful creature in history!
Who's the monster?
Who? I for creating this?
Yes, correct.
Or you for killing it?
No, you were right the first time.
Yeah, it was you.
But are we not all monsters?
Nope, just you and this monster you made.
Well, perhaps this mastodon is the monster. Or perhaps the other mastodons inside it.
The mastodon's inside it.
You forgot about the turducken factor, didn't you?
Oh my god.
Come, my mastodon army!
No wonder we made it to the esophagus so fast.
Destroy.
We took a shortcut.
Destroy the betrayers.
No!
Here they come.
As we all sink to our doom.
I'm gonna go for that laser cannon.
All I have is this knife.
I'm going up through that little, the sprout of hair that it has on the top of its head. You know, the cute little tuft of hair the mastodons have.
Good luck, sir.
You've done your homework.
I'm climbing up the ladder.
Take this, Brambleberry.
Ow! Lead pipe in the stomach. Who does that?
Oh, it's not a knife at all. You've been cutting fuel lines with a lead pipe.
I didn't say it was easy.
I got it. I'm back. I got the laser cannon. Brambleberry, this one's for you.
Ow!
You did it, sir.
It got all wet.
Straight through the brain into Brambleberry.
My last request. Clone me a million times.
Request denied.
All right, escape hatch, Lefty. Let's get the hell out of here.
There's a bit of earwax we can fashion into a raft.
Let's do it. I love your ingenuity.
I love you, sir.
Oh, my God. It's just the two of us. Pray to God NATO doesn't see us coming out of this thing.
All right, push off.
There it goes.
We're free.
Down into the water. All the mastodons drowning.
Look at that. You can see Brambleberry riding through its eyeball.
He's dead, sir. Yeah. I piped him. You lasered him.
Piped him good.
You lasered him great. Sir.
Yeah.
Did we waste the potential of a giant mastodon? Or did we save the world from being just trampled by it?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Please.
Yes.
You're so bright, sir. You're so bright.
I love you too.
What?
Paddle. Just paddle, goddammit.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere.
Project Mastodon, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Professor Brambleberry, Lee Smart as General Hardass, and Nug Nargang as Lefty, the right-hand man. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.